Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya. I'm recording now.
Yay! What's up, Jace?
Limping around like a fossilized...
Like a limping person?
Limping person. Like a limp biscuit.
Why are you limping, Jason?
A limping biscuit. I ran 10.7 miles yesterday.
No, you friggin' didn't. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? Who are
you? Well, it's because I was carb loading at work accidentally.
Did you mean to?
Long story.
Okay.
Pants.
Long story pant.
The length that it is. Long story long.
I'm going to tell you all of it.
I'll just give you the whole thing.
I'm going to put the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Just open wide. I'm just going to spear it from across the room. A coworker at work yesterday. Yeah, this is kind of a crazy chain reaction of events. Coworker,
step in.
At Domino's was looking for a kitten. She happened to mention it a few days ago. I think I was talking about my cats or
Please
something.
Please don't tell me mom gave her that kitten.
Yeah.
Dang it! I wanted them to finally keep one.
I told. Here's what mom needs to do. Here's what I told mom that she should, and she should do this. She needs to get rid of the stuff, and then she can have a cat. Because dad would not give a shit about that.
That's true.
If she cleaned out the house, dad would be like, have five cats.
I know. Even if dad's happiness or isn't enough, it's like, well, maybe a kitten.
Yeah. So I told her that. I was like, not this kitten, but if you clear the house out, you would be perfectly entitled to a cat. Like, at least one, maybe
so
more than one.
They're so good with cats. They're such good cat people. Go ahead.
This cat that mom found to fill in that she found that she was getting furniture and she found it at the place where she was getting it. But when I walked into the house, when I envisioned it staying at their house, I just saw this image, and then when I walked in last night, there was the kitten just playing on dad's chest right next to his chin, just like right there curled up.
Oh my god, I know, dad. It's so cute.
And I was like, that's exactly where I saw that kitten being. Like, I knew it. Even though dad was being like, kittens, I don't know about cats, and being all curmudgeonly. I knew I'd see him cuddling with it.
And all he ever says is, litter box. Like, he doesn't, everything else, he knows. He knows he's a giant man who loves cats. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to litter box, that's his only excuse, even though he doesn't even mind that much.
Yeah. So it won't be this cat, but an cat. An historic cat.
Okay, so anyway, sorry. You're carb loading, Domino's, girl, kitten.
Okay, yeah, let's get
Got
this
it.
Story back. Let's Woo! Get this hog back on track.
Mm-hmm.
This little cart that a guy operates by himself on a railroad track. Let's put that on the track, and I'll slowly make my way somewhere. Not right now. In a minute. Give me a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm busy meandering. Has anybody seen that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
It's oh my god, I love that movie so much, yes.
That's a good movie. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Back on track. So this coworker mentioned that she was like, I'm thinking about getting another cat now, like, because we were talking about cats. And then it just so happened, like, day before yesterday or something, mom told me about this cat. And I was like, I'll check with my coworker. And I checked with her. And she was like, yeah, I'll take it. And then she was so stoked about getting the cat that she was like, I was mentioning getting food or something. And she was like, well, you just want a pan or something? I was like, yeah, how much would that be? $5? She's like, I'll just make it for you. And she was grateful for the cat. So she made an extra pizza.
Yeah.
And that was a really good pizza, and it's a pan, so it's all fluffy. So I ate half of that.
So that sounds so good right now.
Yeah, and that was like an hour and a half before I was done. And also I ate a couple squares of this new brownie thing that Domino's is selling.
Oh, I saw that. That sounds
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's
looks
good.
Like it. Yeah.
You could get one and you would be happy about it.
Really? Even with the glutens, I wouldn't regret it.
I don't know how terrible you'd feel, but
yeah,
your mouth would say yes.
Yeah, it's true. For a minute, it would, yeah.
Yeah. Your taste buds, man.
Whee! Yeah!
But, so there was, I was basically carb and sugar loaded.
Yeah.
And then, I knew for a fact I couldn't end yesterday without going for a run because I just ate like 2,000 calories at work. So
woo!
I got home at about 10, I think.
At night?
Yeah, at night.
Oh my gosh.
And I went for a night run and I did my normal loop about 5-6 miles. And I was and I was getting to the point where I'd just be jogging home. I was like, I don't feel like coming home. So I just...
You know what? This isn't for me. I'm going to keep going.
So I just passed home and I did another loop around
That's
the other
awesome.
Way.
One of my, Holy crap. So I did, you need to do like some sort of like, you know, marathon or half K or something. Just to
I
be
probably
like,
could.
Yeah.
I haven't
no,
even been training very hard. Like I haven't run for 3 or 4 days and I just did my...
It's just a matter
first,
of strength
myself
and then
by
like the endurance. Because again, if you have enough strength, you know, your body will keep churning it out. And
well,
as long as you're strong
loading.
Enough, do it. And then dad will be like, they'll go and they'll wear shirts and be like, look what our son did. That'll be cute.
Well, I don't know. We'll see how I do with the running coming up, how like his soreness and stuff. But if I start getting close to 15, 20 miles, I'll see what I'll enter a marathon.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something.
We'll come home. We'll come home and support you. Try to do one like in October or something. Or maybe you could schedule one around Thanksgiving out here and then we can all go.
No.
That'd be fun.
We'll see how she goes.
That sounds fun because you are where we are. Really, we are all actually very impressed with your running, especially for given like your shorter stature and your legs and everything. It's like that's not a runner, and you're like, aha, but I am.
I think I bet I could outpace most normal tall people because the whole time I'm going probably 7.5, 8 minute miles, kind of like I'm running pretty fast the whole time. I'm not jogging.
Yeah, the whole time for each one, exactly. I think. That's exciting.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I was thinking, you know, when you're running, you have time to think. And I'm thinking, hey, I'm not doing bad at running.
I'm not the worst.
I'm going to keep on doing it. Although today, yeah, my body's wrecked.
Yeah.
Because I definitely pushed myself. So I'm taking a couple of days off. But
that's good. That's good. That's fine.
Going to get just, back into it.
Just move your bones. Move your muscles. You know, a little bit of that.
Do some jangling. Jangle about. I've got I got a perfect pull-up bar. So I'm just going to be, I'll bust out some rips.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you hear about this cannabis-infused salmon?
I didn't. I did now. I'm excited.
Yep, the Denver Bagel Shop item differs from the baked goods and candies that are commonly consumed for their THC.
So,
you'll
THC.
Have to check that out. You'll take it out. You're going to have to get yourself out there to Denver.
I'm going to run to Denver right now. Excuse me.
Okay, the funny thing is, if you ended up in Denver,
no,
that's still really close to us, and you can smoke weed all you want.
Yes!
Just go to Denver. Just go to Colorado.
I'll be hanging out at your place. I'll be like, all right, I'm going to pop over to Denver real quick and smoke a bowl. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll just, you know what? I'll be right back.
So I wouldn't have to spend money on that.
So you're talking on a public podcast about
that nobody
potential.
Listens to, oh, and by the
true.
Time they do, it'll probably be legal. I don't know. Obviously,
yeah,
I don't make all the best decisions. You raise a valid point.
I know.
I live in an apartment furnished by my parents, driving a truck furnished by my parents,
eating
using
food,
my parents' laundry machine.
Laundry machine.
Mother buys me groceries every now and then. Still. Clearly, my shit isn't quite together. It's getting there, though.
Yeah, you have like, loose. You have loose stool.
Like if you're sweeping a restaurant, how dare you go so crass so soon? I am appalled. I am simply appalled. I was going to make an analogy about sweeping up detritus on the floors of an industrial area and using a rather broad technique at this stage. Mm-hmm. Is where I am at, mm-hmm. man. I keeps it real. 110%.
Gosh, you're so cool when you talk. I keep it 100%.
I get that all the time from every single one of my bitches. My main squeeze be like, Daddy, you the best.
Oh, she's just like that.
Yep. She will go on and on regaling the entire posse with stories of my doting. I'm very fond of her. My dearest squeeze. These long nights on the road with the various bitches do not match up to the grandiosity that is your visage. I pine for the days that I might lay by your side and tap that ass. Is what I say to her.
Oh my god, yes.
Dictated but not read. Yours truly, Sir Reginald Fauntleroy.
It should be Fauntleroyal. Get it, royal?
You're the king!
Fauntleroyal.
Fauntleroyal.
A.K.A. DJ Squibby Squib. Yours truly, XOXO.
Yes! Bravo! Yes! Standing O! Oh. That was nice.
Thanks.
Oh, on to good things. Apparently in Bangkok, a colonoscope helps Thai police recover stolen 6-carat diamond.
Yeah, you know. Out of what? A person?
I don't know. Yeah. The good news for the Chinese visitor to Bangkok was that a doctor had successfully removed a foreign object from her large intestine that could have damaged her digestive tract.
Man, what happens in Bangkok stays in your colon.
Yeah. Yeah, diamonds.
Diamond encrusted with poop.
Poop. Oh my gosh. Did you
is this stone flawless? Well, in a way. Do you believe in ghosts? Well, then I have a story for you.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. Well, the funny did you watch the Miss America pageant, Jason?
Because
those girls are in your standard stratosphere.
What?
Anyway, the funny thing is
I'm putting together my harem.
I know. There was I guess the girl that won, they actually like went to her speech and they asked her what she thought about Deflategate. And I can't believe she won. I didn't see the rest of it. Maybe she had a slamming bod, and obviously that's all that matters. But when her answer was so pageantry, it was so like, well, because when obviously if he did cheat, thank you.
Do you know what I think?
It was one of those answers, and it was really good. And you're just like, I'm like looking around, like, does anybody else? Do you
know what I think?
What's that? Yeah, I do.
I think that not unlike our politicians, these pageants are nothing more than a show and a farce.
No! How could you say that? That is an American institution, Jason. How could you?
Always been a show, but just like FIFA is corrupt and
my gosh.
And the Red Cross is corrupt.
It is all of it.
Mm. And the government is corrupt. Why, do you think that for the past 15 years, there's maybe 10 years, there's actually been a legitimate pageant winner anymore? It's all about endorsements. It's all about, like, the same way pop stars are so vetted and auto-tuned.
Yep.
They're not looking for a personality or anything unique. They're looking for a product they can package and sell and make money off of, and you don't make money off of drama queens.
Yeah.
So I would very much bet that all those pageants are now bullshit. They're predetermined.
Sure, there's sold no to the highest bidder. Yeah,
like it's probably some weird trickle down where the money from a super PAC it trickles down into a pageant, and then like whoever wins the presidential election gets a couple of Miss Americas with it too. It's like it's packaged into the deal. You get these broads, you get this mouthy broad here with the answers to the questions. Yeah.
Well. Here's also something, Jason. Remember when you used to have that awesome handlebar mustache and you used to use wax and you used to, like, shape it and stuff?
Yep.
Well, apparently, the Kansas State Fair, they're now offering a contest that judges mustaches and beards.
Yeah, that's a thing.
But they'll also be judged along with livestock.
I really don't want to, like... is the hipster generation. Like, that is the hipsterest of the hipster, where, like, barista competitions and mustache... Like, how mustachioed can you be while you fix my coffee? That's the new competition, is mustache baristas.
Oh, it so is. One of my favorite jokes is, how did the hipster burn his mouth? He burned his coffee before it was cool.
He drank his coffee? before was cool?
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, you said he burned his coffee. You ruined the joke. I was going to say from his hot girlfriend, but
Woo! Yeah, I ruined the joke. You get it.
Yeah, I think we all got it. I think the crickets laughed. Do you think like at a show, at a professional comedy show, just like the interpreter, like for a sign language interpreter, do you think that, or like a bouncer, do you think the crickets are like trying to enjoy the show too? It's like, yeah, I got a job to do. I've got to emphasize uncomfortable silences.
Yeah.
But just like, you look at those like bouncers or those aisle attendants or security at like a Metallica concert, and it's like, not one of you's a fan. It's like, I know, like, how can you just stand there looking away from the stage with your arms crossed? Like, you can't. You're not allowed, like, if you enjoy it, you'll get fired. If you show, if you, like, smirk, you're out of here.
Yep.
It's like, that's enough out of you, Johnson. This is the last fucking time. I'm tired of seeing your smirky face. You're throwing off the other guys. This is unprofessional.
Well, obviously it is, yeah.
Did you just call that attendant bro? Stop it.
Stop it.
I don't want to see that again.
Have you
so, yeah, the crickets, they're, you know, like, maybe a cricket, like, one of them lost, like, he lost his focus and then his job. And all the other crickets now, they put on headphones.
They have to if you want to keep your job.
Yeah, these crickets, they want to stay employed. The goats and the crickets, they all have student loans to pay off.
Okay, I'm interested to hear your perspective on this. Okay, so Roscoe loves, like, crickets and grasshoppers. He'll pick them up. The first time when he was super little, he did it, and he squished it, and green blood came out, but he didn't realize it, so he's still walking around with it. But then then he got better at it, and he loves crickets and grasshoppers. He'll pick them up, and he likes to hold them, and he's super gentle. He's done a really good job, but that's like one of
his trial and error, just the same way Tina Fey got good at comedy.
Yeah.
Roscoe got good at crickets.
Yeah. Okay. So apparently, yesterday, one of Wyatt's friends, they will remain nameless, but they've done it before, and they did it yesterday. They grabbed a cricket and then started pulling its limbs off.
Yeah, boys will be boys.
I know, but that, like, hurt my heart. And Wyatt looked at him, and he goes, I don't like that. Huh. But I didn't like it either. I was like, quit! Don't do that. But Wyatt, is it like a girl? Like, girls just don't like it? Or, like, or people, like, with hearts? I don't know.
Yeah, adults.
Adolescent boys,
they like to destroy nature. It's just kind of like...
But that doesn't say anything like that they're just... They're
no, scared. Every... Like, I tortured a few insects in my time. It's like...
Did you?
Yeah. Aww. Unfortunately, poured some crazy Formula 409 concoctions that were probably hurting our respiratory... If it's any consolation, we damaged ourselves with these things, too. Yeah. Like, so... But yeah, just wiping out ant hills and finding a cicada or chasing it with a bat, those sorts of things. Like,
you know, the normal take things.
Grabbing fireflies, throwing them on the ground, streaking them. Like, it sounds awful, but we did it. Like, it's just like, these are the lessons that nature teaches. The thing is, hopefully, eventually, you learn to regret those actions. And
yeah,
I have.
True.
And it's like the same way people, like, if you steal, you're not a thief. If you prostitute yourself, you're not a slut necessarily. It's if you continue these behaviors. That so much of our culture now says that if you even mention a racist thought, you're a racist. But actually, to be a racist, you have to continually do racist things. But not anymore. People are too quick to judge you based off of a flippant comment. There are so many things you can say about so many things in the world that you're gonna cross your beams every now and then and say something and someone's gonna take wrong.
Like, it's almost like an adult grown version of when you're younger and someone pees themselves one time in fourth grade.
Exactly.
And then forever they're stuck with that nickname and that's who they are. It's like, that's not who you are. That's
exactly.
Something that happened or a mistake that you made. That doesn't mean that's like, oh my gosh, forever they're gonna be like that. Because that's ridiculous. That's not fair.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so much of it is, it's like the same way bullying is kind of a pack way to weed out the weak. There's a lot of these sort of disturbing things that I do think kind of work for a reason. Like, it's sort of like a stained image kind of left behind. The same way you identify someone as a cancer survivor until, like, say, you know Joe over here, and he gets brain cancer, but then he's in remission and he's over it and it's shrinking or it's holding. Now, if Joe just goes back to his store, is working at a grocery store or his regular job, then you kind of leave that imprint of him with his cancer. But then if Joe goes on to, say, invent a cure for cancer or invent a pocket chainsaw, which has already been invented, but something along those lines, maybe you'll identify him as that. It's just like maybe it'll eclipse. I think we've got this way of caricaturizing people based off of things. Like maybe that guy who peed his pants in fourth grade, I don't know how he lives that down if he can. That's a weird one. But just like bullying does have a societal function, despite how much people don't want to admit that or would never want to recognize it. They would say, no, it's wrong. It should just, there should be no bullying. I want to rewrite the Earth history with no more bullying. It's, no, like, we've discussed already. Bullying is the cycle of life. Like, goats get bullied by eagles off of cliffs. That's insensitive to just toss goats off of cliffs, you eagles. That's mean.
That is mean.
I'm going to make that illegal. I'm going to put you in an eagle prison. It's going to be a cage. It's going to be a super small cage you can't flap your wings in.
Mm-mm. It's jail.
Mm-mm. It's a jail. And then we're going to take your eggs. I'm going to sell eagle eggs. Those would be really expensive. I'm going to make a lot of money off of them.
You can do that. You can exploit eagles in eagle prison if you want to.
In this scenario.
That is your right.
But bullying's there, and the things that I just talked about are all there. Yes.
Yeah, you can do it when you look at it the way Jason does.
Mm-hmm. Through a kaleidoscope of thoughts.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Enjoy the colors and the amorphous shapes, repetitious and dazzling.
Kaleidoscopes are pretty fierce. I'll give you that one.
Lilo used to have kaleidoscopes.
Oh, she had some good ones.
Lilo von Strahlendorf.
Lilo, that's the cutest name in her house. Yeah, Lilo and Vico. Vico von Strahlendorf.
Vico.
Yeah.
Lilo and Vico.
Oh, those are the cutest, y'all.
Man, I wish we had known them when I was young.
I need to get some pets and call them Lilo and Vico.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oosh.
I want
two birds.
Goats.
Two little
I want
birds.
Them to be goats.
Get a couple birds.
I don't want
you say
birds.
Goats?
They're too noisy.
You could quiet birds. Or birds that repeat stuff that you say. That'll be hilarious.
And make it all German.
Yeah.
That way when people come over, they'll be like, they won't know what our birds are saying. Unless they're German.
Right. Annihilate the Jews. Right.
Oh, my God. Jason, no. Jason, no.
Right. We'll cleanse the earth. Right.
Oh, God. No.
I didn't teach it this stuff. I don't know where it picked up that language. I just must have left the History Channel on or something.
Oh, that's so weird when I do that.
Yeah. It's just American History X on loop. I knew I shouldn't have done that.
Mm-mm.
Tape their little bird eyes open.
Oh, God.
I feel like I'm partly responsible, that being the thing that I did. Okay. This being the way that I've chosen to raise birds.
I actually really do want a goat, speaking of eagles and goats. And I brought it up.
Goats
but
are
it's
cool.
Hard having kids because
they'll learn not to approach animals so confidently when you get goats.
No.
It's like a soccer player, just always be on your guard, you know, with your hands ready to, you know, defend the jewels is all I'm saying. Goats.
Well,
when you're a kid, it's more the chest you got to worry about that can knock the wind out of you. When you're
like
an adult,
we would get like a pygmy goat. Here's the funny thing is, I've learned
Then the balls are back in play. Ballin'.
Ballin'. Well, the funny thing is, you learn to be very careful about what you say and when, because you can't have as much, as an adult, you can't have as much thoughtful whimsy about the possibilities, because if you verbalize them, now your kids think it's a possibility. They think it's super real. Yeah. Like, we're going to get a boat.
If you're like me, when you're like the super enabler, when someone says like, turd hammer, and then I'm just over there giggling like an idiot. There's like a kid around learning lessons from me.
Yeah.
Like, look at
that
adult with a deep voice. He's laughing at this.
I know. Well, and that's the funny thing is, one day I was like, yeah, maybe one day we could get a goat. And the kids are like, yeah, goat! And Anthony's like, what? Goat. And I'm always like, yeah, goats. Because two summers now, we've gone to the Johnson County Fair, and I see those pygmy goats, and I super want one. Well, we haven't brought it up for a while. We try to distance ourselves from what we've said that we shouldn't have said out loud.
Yeah.
And Roscoe this morning.
Wouldn't it be cool to own our own jet, guys?
Yeah!
Oh, that would be the coolest!
That's that. You make a joke, but my husband took Everett to a boat that was unlocked and toured it and came home, told me how awesome the boat was in front of all the kids, and was like, we need a boat. And I'm like, you know what you're doing. Stop it.
You're making me the bad guy.
Droosh. Yeah, I'm the bad guy. We don't get a boat. I'm like, where are you going to store this boat? Are you going to pay for the boat? And then
like,
pay
that's
the
a sweet
slip fee. And then,
bus driver hat you have on there, husband.
Yeah,
and then he throws
exactly.
You under the bus.
You're driving that bus. Well, so anyway, a goat's a little more realistic than a boat. And we already have boats and goats. And then...
Just add water goats. Well, you do have to water a goat, to be fair.
Well, we already have a duck. You know what I mean? And then, so it's like, what's a goat? Maybe we could have one of those, like, you know, most unusual friends on Animal Planet.
Oh, that'd be adorable.
Duck and a goat. Wouldn't that be cute? A goat and a duck, but it's like a little pygmy one. We already have a little barn for the duck. Maybe the goat wants to stay there with the duck. Or maybe he'll just headbutt the duck. And then be like,
that's what I was thinking. Is you might come out and there'll be like just a duck or just a goat left. I'm hoping just a duck because I would really like to get to the bottom of what he did with that goat.
Wow.
That's much more of a, you know, an afternoon right there. It's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm chasing down a goat. It's just missing. Got this duck. The goat might be inside the duck.
Things that people have to, like, take care of for us when we go on trips and stuff. So I'm like, that's my one thing stopping it. Not common sense or other things. I'm like, well, people already have to help us out when we leave.
Just throw when you leave, rent a dumpster the week before, invite all your neighbors to throw their trash into it, fill it up, then before you leave, toss the goat in there, and he'll eat his way out.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know what? Those are things I hadn't thought of, because there are different sized dumpsters. They don't have to be gigantic.
Yeah, you get a little dumpster, you know.
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah. As he gets bigger, you rent larger dumpsters, and you establish a relationship, obviously, with the with the dumpster company. It's like...
Yeah. Come. Next week. Oh. Have a great week. I know my goat will. Hey, do you remember that sheep that we talked about that had a bunch of fleas, and then we talked about whether or not it should just be left alone? Like, is that the way sheep were in the wild? Anyway, turns out, with the fleece from that one sheep that was lost, they yielded 30 sweaters from his fleece.
Nice.
Isn't that cool? That
I hope they gave,
like,
one of them to the sheep, you know? They made, like, a little sheep
sweater.
Yeah,
he's all naked, like,
it's like, here you go, asshole. We dyed some of your wool. You can have it back. That would be hilarious. Just, like, with every sheep, you just make one sweater for them. It's like, all right, you're going to need this at least, you know, until you get your
coat
back.
No, it's true. Well, okay, when you go to the fair, you do see the sheep have, like, little garments on to stay warm. So it's like, you're right. Why don't we put one back on him? That's right, of his own.
And then put leather jackets on cows.
Jason!
That's like feeding bacon to a pig. You know.
Oh my gosh.
Or feeding Chinese food to a dog. You know, it's exactly the same thing.
Oh, Jason, all of this is horrific. Hold on one second. What, honey?
We need to get pancakes.
Our daily visit from Roscoe.
You need whipped cream and pancakes? We can make pancakes later. You want breakfast for dinner? So you can put whipped cream on the pancakes.
And then I spread it everywhere.
You want to spray it everywhere?
And then on it.
Okay. All right. I love you.
Is that kid always just waking up?
Perpetually, yeah.
He always.
No,
just sounds
I put
like
him
to
nap
up.
Right before we came in here, and then now he just woke up. But it's funny because.
His first instinct after waking up is to walk in and interrupt a Sibcast, I think.
Yes, it's a goal of his. Yeah, well, usually my husband's sleeping because he's on the night shift, so he doesn't bother Daddy, he bothers me. Well, doesn't bother, it's actually very cute. I love it when I catch his little voice on Sibcast. It's so tiny. Yeah. But I've started a habit of spraying, as a treat, spraying Ready Whip whipped cream into my kid's mouth to be like, yeah, come here, ha-ha, pss, pss. And then watch them try to get it all in their mouth without spitting it on the floor because it's too much. Anyway, Roscoe's like, can I have a squirt of whipped cream in my mouth? And he's like, well, okay. So anyway, Roscoe came in. He's like, okay, you know how we have pancakes and then we put whipped cream all over it? So that's what he wants. Now he wants breakfast for dinner so that he can have whipped cream all over his pancakes.
Oh, I see.
Any way to make whipped cream happen, we're going to do that.
Yeah, seems like.
Well, it is wildly delicious. I mean,
just be on the lookout. You got at least one or two addictive personalities in the bunch. Possibly all four, but I'm sure all four.
I'm addicted to my strange Kleenex habit where I just rub a Kleenex. That's
you got some
my
weird
addiction.
Ones. Like,
hey, I do it every... I have little tiny half Kleenexes all over the house. People will be like, are these used? I'm like, no, well, sort of. But I don't do anything with them. I just rub them between my fingertips.
Yeah.
I have them in my car. Did you know that I found, like, the perfect... And they have to be super cheap Kleenexes. I found the perfect cheap Kleenexes. And I've been doing it since I was little baby kid. I found the perfect cheap Kleenexes. And then one time I saw some on clearance at one of my stores and I bought them all. And I have a store of these perfect cheap Kleenexes in the garage.
These are the fretting Kleenexes. These aren't for using. They're for fretting.
They are. And Anthony's deemed them. He calls them Meenexes because they're not Kleenexes and you can't use them. And if mommy catches you stealing one or using one for your nose, you get...
That's not what those are for.
That is exactly... You say it like... Yeah, that's... Wouldn't that be weird?
Sir Reginald Kleenex would be spinning in his grave if he knew of this.
Well, it's funny because I used to rub between my fingertips my strawberry blanket, my kid blanket. Mm. And then Dad one day was like, hey, remember when you used to split Kleenexes, like pull them apart and then rub them? He's like, that's funny. And then my brain goes, oh, and I remembered. And it all came back to me and it all started all over again. And now I've done it since I was a small child. Like, I can't, like, I do it when I'm driving. They help me think. You're right. It's like a fretting Kleenex. It's like a habit. I have little tiny half Kleenexes stuffed in my couch. And they're all clean, and then once they feel like they're too soft or I don't like them, I throw them away. One half at a time.
Yeah, I think I got...
But anyway, so that's my little addiction. Well, then Anthony, he has his things, and then the kids have their things, and it's like, everybody has, like, you can have a mild level of addiction or a high level. Speaking of which, the other day I was with Jason. Okay, so on Sunday, I took Drake and Tomas with Wyatt to their U13 game on Sunday, and so it was just me and these three boys, and we're talking about stuff, and I was like, yeah, I was like, you don't want to be like Jason and blah, 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 and do it high, and they're like, what? I'm like... I was like, yeah, my brother smokes pot. And Wyatt looks at me so innocently and goes, he does? And I was like, yeah, he does. Not realizing that maybe I should have been more tender in the presentation of it. But it was so funny the way he looked up at me. And I go, yeah. Like, oh boy, does he? You know?
Well, good. You should know that it's that there's other... That's not what's going to ruin your life, is pot.
Oh, no, it totally isn't. And that's the thing. Yeah. Like, by the time Wyatt's old enough to make those decisions, it's like, it really isn't that big. It's kind of like alcohol. It's not that big a freaking deal.
Well, and
people
you,
make it a big deal, but
honestly,
it really isn't.
I said it joking earlier, but if you ever want to send them my way, like, my policy is drugs are what they are. Just don't do it until you're in your 20s. Because you are... You kids... You are drugs. Kids don't do drugs. They are drugs. And there's no... They don't even know... They don't know how drugs they are. So they don't need to be doing drugs.
And awesome. Exactly. They don't need any of that. Their lives are already... Like, this is the easiest it will ever get.
Well, their lives, their brains are pure chemical imbalances and changes.
Yeah, all
like,
by
that's
themselves.
All that's happening. You don't need to add any other stimulation in there. Like,
no.
They just... They can't... They don't know they're high because they're always high. But when you're a kid, you're basically always high already.
Yeah.
If you start to get high when you're a kid, I think that profoundly sort of limits, in a way, your maximum potential. It kind of takes a little bit of off the edge of what you might be, but not like when the concrete starts to harden, you're a little bit more in the clear. So 21, 22, you can start to dive in. 25, if you can wait until then, you're out of the woods. But
yeah, exactly.
Freaking kids doing drugs, that's insane.
Yeah, no, it's just not necessary.
And that goes for Ritalin, that goes for pharmaceuticals,
for
caffeine.
Right?
Kids should be wary of caffeine. Like,
oh
the
my
fact
gosh,
that
I said something the other day about energy drinks, and I go, yeah, you can die. And some kid goes, what? You can? I'm like, oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. It could literally stop your heart because you're not supposed to have it. Yeah. Oh my gosh, yes.
Well, look at the way products are sold in our country.
Yeah.
Cigarettes, alcohol, everything sold as if you can just... Do it like at least like there's literature, there's education against it, but the marketing is all, hey, here you go, just have it, just do
look
it.
How fun it is! You have wings now.
Yeah, you can just do whatever you want. You can do as much of it as you want. Like, and there's no, like the companies are not beholden they're not obligated to disclose that, hey, this is actually, like they say, drink responsibly, but it's tiny at the end of every commercial. Everything else is,
I know,
it's like the, and then, what was and it then, there's a Matt Stone Trey Parker commercial that is like that. It's like, drug, sex, you're awesome, everybody's hot, blah 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 blah, and then at the end, drink responsibly, something like that.
Isn't that, well, and that's so spot on too, because you think about it, like, just saying drink responsibly does nothing to no one or anyone. Yeah. What's that level? What's the stopping point? What's to define responsibility?
All it does
and
is
how
cover
are they
their
to
ass.
Know what to do with it?
It's there for legal reasons and legal reasons only. They give zero shits about you drinking responsibly. They want you to drink irresponsibly because that means drinking more.
Yes. Exactly. Like, secretly we don't mean it.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same way every apology these days that you hear isn't genuine. It's for legal reasons, sponsorship reasons. They people don't want to lose money and professional prestige, so they make hollow apologies for shit that they actually do still mean. Except Donald Trump, he doubles down. And I
he
respect
super
him
doubles
for
down.
It.
He's just an entertainer. That's all he's there for. He's not actually there to do anything. But people.
Well, once again, it's the people taking him seriously that worry me more.
Yeah. Whoop. Yep. Whoopsie doodle.
Like, we know he knows what he's doing, but not all the people do, who are supporting him.
Do you think
him.
The people know?
I don't think they do. I think they're busy digging in their ass and picking their nose simultaneously and ordering a pizza with their dick.
Did you see that now where you can take, you can just send a pizza emoji and that orders pizza?
Yeah.
Isn't that
what
Domino's?
The hell? Yeah, I don't think it's Domino's because we haven't gotten those. I think it's someone else, but like, what? Why? The internet's convenient enough. Jesus. there really is all this. Like, there's that commercial where the guy walks into, it might be Domino's, I forget. I think it's actually Little Caesars. He walks in, and yeah, it's a little, because we don't, but Little Caesars has ready-made pizzas, and there's people coming, there's like a guy who comes in, and he's just got both of his fists through two computers.
Yes.
And it's just like, he's just like, man, using a computer is fucking hard. Give me this pizza. And then he walks out like an idiot. And it's like, first of all, one of those computers is facing the wrong way. So you clearly just walked up to somebody and punched through their computer.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah.
And secondly, this is entirely insane. Like, this is, like, it is, there's no challenge to order. Like, ordering pizza online is the easiest thing that man has ever invented.
Ever invented.
Next,
and here's
next
the
to looking at a cat photo online. Then
yeah.
It's ordering a pizza online. And then it's like just wallowing in your own filth. You can do that too. That's
you can
third.
Do whatever you want. Here's the funny thing is, a couple weeks ago, because all the bags, I love that Taco Bell has primarily switched over to like paper bags instead of plastic. Well, now the paper bags say,
nice.
You could have ordered this online and been ready, blah,
dumbass.
Blah, blah.
You
and so I downloaded
idiot.
The app a couple weeks ago. I download it and I figure it out. It's actually really well laid out, colorful, easy to click on things. Then there's a gluten-free mint. Like, there's all these awesome things, like allergen warnings, all this stuff. So we go through, we order it, we place it, and it says, wait, are you outside the door now? Are you ready for us to make it? And I'm like, yes, but I'm going to be there in 3 minutes because we live just down the street. So I place it, everything. Anthony goes out, he grabs, I think that night he was going to grab a shake, and then he went to Taco Bell and to pick it up. They didn't even know they got it. They didn't even, they're like, oh, well, we don't typically check that. And they didn't. They had no idea because it's so new, even though it's advertised everywhere.
Well, you got, at least you can give them the benefit of the doubt there. Like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they really didn't know what was going
it's
on.
It's not on
like,
the radar.
Sorry, it'll be a few minutes.
I hadn't even, given I don't work at Taco Bell, but yeah. I hadn't heard of this. I assume they'd be more familiar with it. They've been trained up a little bit. Hey, guys, we're installing this new screen. Could you look at it sometimes?
Yeah, we don't typically, like, look at that. Okay. Here's
I don't really, like, look
here's
at things. I check my
I really
email.
Wanted to share that I almost forgot. I'm glad I didn't. Okay. 37 parenting tweets guaranteed to make you laugh.
Got,
huh?
Sorry. I-5 got. You forgot I-5 got.
Oh, stop. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. This is going to make you laugh. Okay. Danny right. Zucker. This is a parent. I'm constantly amazed at how different my twin daughters are. Lisa is so much more positive and confident than her sister, Hogface. Okay,
nice.
4-year-old. Why do you go to work? Me. They pay me a salary. 4-year-old. Blank. Me. Blank. 4-year-old. I don't even like celery.
Ha!
Adorable.
Burp.
Okay, and then there's a picture of a baby holding some yogurt melts. He looks like he's about 18 months, 2 years. And, oh, this is Anna Faris. That's hilarious. Anna Faris said, potty training is going so great. I'm a natural. And it shows a puddle of pee underneath him. All right, this parent said, kids are just so, so awake in the mornings. They really are.
Yeah.
Mostly they're the opposite of what you would prefer, and that's your job is to turn it back.
This one's funny. Asked to switch seats on the plane because I was sitting next to a crying baby. Apparently that's not allowed if the baby is yours.
Ha!
Oh!
Well, it should
be. Oh my god, this is hilarious. Looks up from phone. Kids, we're leaving the playground in 22%.
I have to tender a few more babes, but then we'll go home to your mother and help her with dinner.
Right? Okay. Yeah. Eating alone is not nearly as sad as I thought before I had 3 kids. It's so true. Just getting like a minute and be like, no, I'm just gonna sit by myself.
Yeah. No, I'm not sad about this.
I don't get this one. You might be able to explain it to me. Oh, I didn't see the road. Okay. My kid complained that there's too much chocolate in his ice cream, so I'm making him read The Road.
the movie about, like, yeah. Post-apocalyptic life?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Overheard my husband telling my daughter, you have to find just the right
man.
Pretty
smart kid.
Walked in the room and realized they were building Lego cars. Nice.
Yeah, what was that? I was talking
That's
over you.
That's fine. That one didn't seem as funny. Okay.
Okay, screw it.
If you wait... if you wait long enough to make dinner, everyone will just eat cereal. It's science. That's so true.
Yep. So how do I turn any of this on?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Okay. Let me see if I can save this. Oh, dang it, I can't. Okay. Watching Frozen again with my daughter because we paid $19.99 to download it, so she's going to fucking watch it every day until college.
That's nice.
Okay, my 4-year-old just shut the bathroom door on me while I was inside and told me I was in jail, so I locked the door. I love this game.
Oh, nice.
I didn't see Fast and the Furious over the weekend, but I drove a toddler home on the brink of sleep an hour past nap time, so I got the gist of it.
See, this is why I'm not going to have kids until I can afford professional help.
It's so true. Okay, this says, it's like a little comic. Looks like a little Asian kid with no pants and a mom with pants behind her. And says, watch the mother as she carefully approaches the toddler with a pair of pants. And what a National Geographic narrator would say about mornings. It's so true. It's so scary. Mm. Oh, my parents had it so easy. When they gave me my first Polaroid, they never had to say, oh, and please don't take pictures of your junk.
Well, it's just so much easier to take pictures of your junk when there's unlimited pictures. You couldn't, like, dick pics just weren't as big of an option when it was snail mail and film development.
Oh, this is so funny.
You just play the waiting game when you go to develop the pictures. It's like, are they going to see the dick pics and
sort them
out? Will
they
even
give them to me? Yeah.
Well, they should just give the... That's what I never got. What is the deal with, like... I think they should only be allowed to look at, like, the first 2 photos when they're... like, it's a good...
Yes!
Jason complains about archaic technology that's no longer an influence on the zeitgeist. Da-da-da-da! Like, you go get your photos developed, and what the fuck? They should just look at the first 2 and be like, oh, yeah, the processor is working. Good. All right. I'm not going to go through... Like, what was with the moral judgment? I heard maybe it was just
a... them so yeah thank
well,
you
maybe it was a wives tale, but I remember, you know, hearing about people like, yeah, I was missing a couple photos of like bikinis or something. It's like, what is this? What's going on? These criminals. I bet there were a lot of criminals working at photo developing labs. Like, we don't
that
have those
smart.
anymore, but a lot of early tattoo adopters, you know, proto hipsters
proto hipsters
okay. Baggins.
All right, here's one. Son. The son asks the mother, can you teach me about fractions? And the mother says, sure, I love 2/3 of my children.
Hilarious. How many more of these are we doing?
Just taught my kids about taxes by eating 38% of their ice cream.
That'll learn them.
Oh, this is a good one. A cute thing I tell my kids when we see a dead deer on the side of the road is, looks like Santa lost his temper again.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's awesome.
So, what else is new?
I don't know. I gotta get going. I gotta go pick up kids from school.
Oh, really? So that's what's fresh, huh?
It's so fresh. It's happening right now.
This yeah. just in.
Yeah, really. I have like 3 minutes, and then I gotta go. Like,
oh, leave.
Yeah.
Well, you can go ahead and take those minutes for yourself. Have some me time.
Me. I love that one. That was such a good episode. I hope everyone listens
yeah,
to that.
Yeah, fuck these. This episode. This is stupid.
Oh, these
Every,
are the
all
dumbest.
These ones after this, just don't even bother. I hope nobody's listening to this. You made the wrong decision. We peaked. It's not going to get any better.
Yep. And it's your job to find out which one. We're not going to tell you.
So go back.
I think these will be good.
And to the left.
All right, Jason, you get back to whatever it is you weren't doing.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes!